This Washington State Auditor's Office has requested a special meeting with the Monroe City Council and staff for today, Wednesday, November 7th, 2012, for an audit entrance conference. The purpose of this conference is to explain the scope of the annual audit and the timing and cost as well. And so with that being said, I'd like it if everyone could just go around the room and introduce themselves for the record, their name and their title, and then I'll turn the meeting over to Brian. You can take it away.
Brian Fowler, Public Works Director.
Gene Brazza, City Minister.
Ben Worthen, HR Manager.
Jeff Sachs, Economic Development Manager.
And I'm with the Auditor's Office. My name is Janie Butler, and I'm the Audit Supervisor. I come about once a week to review the work that Brian Goldrick and his staff are doing.
My name is Tony Martinez. I'm the Acting Audit Manager for the Everett team, the State Auditor's Office. I'm taking Casey Dwyer's place, who's out on maternity leave.
I'm Brian Goldrick. I am the Auditor in Charge and kind of assigning this audit and supervising the audit. So.
Jim Camp, Councilman.
Ken Davis, Councilman.
And I'm Diane Nelson, Finance Director for the City. Okay, Brian, you want to take over?
I'll start it out here. You have a document in front of you called the entrance document. This essentially just our little agenda for this short meeting. This is a routine type of meeting that we always have at the beginning of an audit after we do our planning stages and after some of the field work has already started. As it shows on the front page, it talks a little bit about our office with our mission statement. Also talks about the different services we offer. Of course, we do auditing. That's what we're here for. We do financial statement audits, accountability audits, federal single audits if you need them. The city does need one. You have to spend over $500,000 in federal funds. Our office also does performance audits, but those audits are done with a special team at Olympia, and generally those types of audits are contracted out to subject specialists. Second paragraph there talks about investigations. We also do investigations for known and suspected losses. There's a specific statute in the state law. Once that is wrong, that you're supposed to be able to report on known and suspected losses and other legal issues in our office. And that's how we can conduct those investigations as well. Our paragraph talks about support services. We have a help desk that's available to you as an entity for your accounting questions throughout the year. I encourage you to use it if you haven't already used it. It looks like you have used it. It is a very useful service. So your audit that we're going to be conducting is your financial statement audit for fiscal year 2011 and your accountability audit for fiscal year 2010 and 2011. So that's a two-year accountability audit. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Brian, who will talk about the audit.
And actually, on that front page on the left side, it has all of our contact information. You guys can get business cards from us, but the individuals, the deputy, and the director of state and local audit, Kelly and Chuck, they're down in Olympia. That's our contact information. And then the three of us, our contact information is found. So, as Tony mentioned, we are doing an accountability audit for fiscal years 10 and 11. And then we're doing a financial statement audit for 2011. I was on site last year doing the single audit because you guys did spend more than $500,000, so we have to come out and do a financial statement and a federal compliance audit. That's why this year we're only taking a look at 2011 for the financial statements. For the accountability audit, they go over the financial records, internal controls, and ensure that there's sound financial management practices. And actually the areas based, we perform a risk-based audit. So during planning, we go through and evaluate minutes, take a look at articles, take a look at what has been done in years past, where issues have been found in other entities that could possibly relate to the city. And doing that planning, we can come up with areas of highest risk. And so these are the areas that we determined that we're gonna take a look at during the current year. And so you can see the bullets there. We're going to take a look at the financial condition, cost allocation plan, a citizen concern regarding the charging of fees, sale of property, a citizen concern regarding public records, procurement cards, procurement sole source purchases, and the last is the citizen concern regarding school impact fees. The next sentence there is saying when we're expecting to issue our report, and right now, as long as there's not a lot of issues, we expect to have the report issued in December 2012.
Okay, before we go any further, does anybody have any questions about those bullet points? We have listed those in the order that we do plan to perform perform the work. The reason we do that is, like Brian said, this is a risk-based audit, and we have, you know, we have an expected amount of time that we want to finish the work. And so if something higher up on the list takes longer, we'll cut off some of the lower areas. But any questions?
I have a question about citizen concerns. Are those when people call your hotline just during the course of the year, you say them up for the audit?
Call, or they can submit, go to our website and submit through those means as well.
We do save them up. If we know the audit's going to be soon. So that's what we've done in this case. We've saved them up. There have been some instances where we get a really, you know, dynamic citizen concern and will go up right away. Yeah. That is very rare. You sort of just save it for the normal audit.
Okay. Thank you.
And one thing I about the citizen concerns, because you do have so many here this year, is that the identity of the citizen is confidential. So we be very careful not to say who gave us this information. After our audit is complete, though, if the city puts in a public disclosure request, we can give you all the information about that.
And that's per statute. 4309-186 says it's confidential until such records are no longer exempt from public disclosure. And the person's name is confidential unless they specifically waive that confidentiality. And I don't believe any of these folks have. So we won't be giving that information until after the audit is done and published, if you request it. Mm-hmm.
Something that we also do, because we're talking about citizen concerns, we do our work related to the concerns, and then we write a letter to the citizen. But we won't share that letter with you, because it has the citizen's name until after.
Okay, so we do a public disclosure request afterwards.
Yeah.
We will see the letter as well.
Correct.
Yes.
But if we found issues related to their concerns, mm-hmm. those would just be brought up as part of our communication with the council and management at the exit conference, either as a finding management letter or exit issue.
Mm-hmm. And just a quick question, the 2012 information, and we will be looking at 2012.
Yes, we go up to the current date for our accountability. For our financial statement audit, we are bound by January 1st through 12/31.
Okay. And the reason we did that for accountability is because we really care about, you know, what's the city doing right now, you know, to safeguard public resources, let's say. If there have been changes, you know, do we really want to go back to January 2011 and see what it was then? We care about it now.
For one of those items, as we've discussed, is regarding the cost allocation plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one of those instances where we go into what's the current practice. So next one is the financial statement audit. We'll take a look at the C4, the C5, the notes, and the schedule of long-term debt. Compare that to the accounting records here. Main thing here is the city. Same thing with regards to the accountability report. We expect to issue that report in December. Required communication. We're required to report to council. Very specific things. And those two bullets can be found under the required communication. Any significant difficulties encountered during the audit and resolution of such difficulties, including disagreements with management, we're required to report those items to the council. Any material misstatements that are corrected by management during the audit, as well as any uncorrected misstatements, and those will be included in our exit document when we conclude our audit. Reporting levels, these are the three reporting levels for any issues or recommendations that we have. Finding is the highest level, and that is something that will be included in the audit report. So anybody going online to grab the city's audit report, the finding will be included with that. It's public record. The management letter, that is a little bit lower. That is a letter that we issue to management and to the council. We issue that to the city. It is not included in our audit report. However, there is a sentence on the audit report that references items of were discussed with management. An exit item, these are items that will be included in our exit document. They're especially house cleaning items, we want those things to be caught early on so they don't become even management letters or findings later on.
And what we do throughout the audit, as concerns come up, you know, of course we'll be asking questions of your staff at your direction, who's the best person to get the answer from. But as Brian looks at work done by others and does work himself, if he thinks something is an issue, he's going to be talking to you about it. And the main reason for that is, hey, maybe we missed some of the information. You know, we want to make sure we get all the facts so that we can come to the correct conclusion. And this will be done well in advance of the exit comments. By the exit, we want you guys to be in agreement.
Yeah.
That we just report what's true.
The overall message there is there will be no surprises when we come to the exit.
Yeah. I'll meet with you like I have in the past prior to me leaving site and say, here's all the stuff we have.
Oh, right.
And we can have any, and as they come up as well, when we're working on the area, we'll bring to your attention and say, is there additional information that you guys have? So, on the back page, we have the other information. First item is confidential information. Anything you provide to us these days is confidential. We will maintain that confidentiality, which, you know, goes into social security numbers, payroll documentation, public or personnel records.
And it specifies their HIPAA protected information as well needs to be provided to us, but we do have safeguards in order to protect that information. So if you have a question about the providing HIPAA information to us and whether you would be in violation of HIPAA by providing it to us, we do have some information we can provide to you if that question comes up.
Okay.
But for what it's worth, I can assure you we have the authority to look at it, but I can provide you that if you need it.
Okay. Audit costs. The estimate for the cost is about $35,000 plus any travel. And then audit staff for this, not only will I be here, but we'll also have a man on site that staff have already met.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, any difficulties, any issues that are brought up that we find, we'll communicate those with our audit contact, which is.
You know, something we'd like to ask too is there anything on that list of bullet points that we talked about that you folks would like us to look at? Something that you're really concerned about that's not on that list?
No, I'm glad that you're looking at the overhead allocation law, because that's something that's new, the way we're doing it.
That's what Brian was
saying. After the performance funding, so we're still struggling with how to implement that. So, oh yeah, Patrick's here. So that's something that we're looking for some help in that area to see if we're doing it correctly, and any guidance for the auditor's office, we would appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, thank you all for coming. That's all we have. Do you have any questions for us?
Any of the council members have questions for us?
Actually, Diane asked them, so I'm happy.